This is issue 33 of the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's Honeysuckle newsletter for spring 2024. My name's Pippa and I'll be taking you through the newsletter. Let's just open up to the first page where there is a beautiful picture of Chandler and Chandrani. That's our foal and mare who joined us at the end of last year. Now, Chandler, oh, he's handsome. He's a Dartmoor Hill pony, as his mother, of course. He's black with some beautiful white flashes on his face, on his forehead, and a little white blob on his nose as well. And Chandrani is a gorgeous grey mare. She's just 12 hands high. And they are standing in a frosty field. It was taken in January, just after they joined us at Beechtrees. Welcome to your spring edition of Honeysuckle. I'm so pleased to welcome you to our spring newsletter, says Sarah Jane Williamson, our former chief executive. She says, I hope you've all been doing well over the cold months. It's been a tough winter with adverse weather and many horses and ponies in need of our help. In this edition, we'll be letting you know about the rescue work we've been involved with. Collaboration has been key for more complex rescue cases. All of this work is only possible thanks to your support, and we couldn't be more grateful that these ponies now have a bright future ahead of them. We'll also be sharing updates on the wonderful work that our sanctuary care team are doing for our equines that come to us with more complex behavioural needs. I hope you really enjoy hearing the news from around our sanctuaries, and as always, thank you for your kind support. On now to pages 4 and 5 of the Honeysuckle newsletter, and we've got a wonderful picture here spread across both pages of Nettie and Nia. You may remember there are foal and mare who were named by the public at the end of last year. Well, let's start with Nettie. She's a chestnut Welsh pony. There's a beautiful stripe of white right down the front of her nose. She has such a sweet face, she really does. This story says, meet our new foals. This winter, we took in two mares with their foals at foot from two separate welfare cases. Nia was the first mare to arrive with her beautiful two-month-old Welsh filly foal, Nettie. They were part of a large multi-agency rescue and arrived at our Beechtrees Veterinary and Welfare Centre on the 8th of November. Just looking at another picture here on page 5 of Nia. Now, she is a bay mare, so dark brown, with a large flash of white on her forehead, and she's 4 years old. On arrival, unhandled Nia was nervous, but thanks to the care and dedication of her groom Kaylee, Nia is growing in confidence. She now trusts Kaylee and is more open to explore new interactions. Nettie, who settled in quickly, is playful and full of energy. Our grooms love watching her run in the field and interacting with her dam and other young foal Chandler. To celebrate our new arrivals, we invited our supporters to suggest names for the mare and foal. Syra Bowden, the head of Equine Welfare, says we were overwhelmed by the huge response to our naming competition and delighted to have so many wonderful names to choose from. The welfare team members who rescued our new mare and foal were given the final vote. We felt the name Nettie was perfect for our beautiful filly foal because it means favoured one. We decided to give her dam the name Nia, meaning resolve and brilliance. It's a name that really suits her. So I've just turned over the page to find out a little bit more about Chandrani and Chandler, our other new mare and foal. They're stood in a beautiful field, enjoying the serenity, really. A peaceful area for them to be at Beechtrees. And there's also a picture here of Chandler enjoying his mum's milk. So the story continues. Less than 2 weeks later, we rescued another mare and foal from a complex situation involving 12 other equines. The adorable Dartmoor colt foal named Chandler and his dam Chandrani are enjoying their new home. It's thanks to your love and support that these mares and foals will now have a safe sanctuary for life. The foals will be able to enjoy growing up together as companions. After recovering and adjusting to their new environment at our Beechtrees unit, the mares and foals were slowly introduced to each other in adjacent fields over Christmas. They demonstrated strong signs of natural bonding by mutual grooming through the boundary fence. Early in the new year, we moved all four of them to the same field, and our sanctuary care team says the whole operation couldn't have gone better. Both mares and foals are displaying natural herd behaviours, growing in confidence, and they're interacting well. Chandrani is a little behind the others in her training, but the grooms are encouraged by her progress, and we will continue to share their stories through regular updates. There's another picture here on page 7 of Nia and Nettie, with Nettie enjoying her mum's milk. Thanks to your support, the new foals have home for life here and will be able to grow up in a safe and loving environment. For each foal rescued or born at the sanctuary, we need to be around for the next 30 years to provide them with the expert care and training that they need. Over the next few months, the foals will continue to explore their environment. They'll have gentle but minimal handling from staff at the sanctuary, who'll allow them to live as naturally as possible with their dams during the early stages of their lives. We will keep you updated on their progress, share some stunning photos and stories, and tell you more about their rescues very soon. I've just turned over the page of the Honeysuckle newsletter to page number 8, and it's entitled Working Together for Horses. In autumn 2022, our welfare outreach and advice team were working with an owner to try to improve the living conditions of their 5 horses. Unfortunately, as the situation deteriorated, our team made the decision to escalate the case to the RSPCA. Together with the RSPCA and World Horse Welfare, we moved the horses to safety. The 5 horses, Benny, Bruno, Bracken, Star and Nelly, were being kept in a hazardous field with poor fencing, resulting in Star frequently escaping. The horses also didn't have a consistent water source. The 2 oldest horses, Bruno and Benny, were underweight and in poor condition. It was clear that their needs weren't being met. And at the top of the page here, there's a picture of Bruno looking very sorry for himself, a bay pony. The rescue itself was complex. Our team arrived to find Nelly had become tangled in barbed wire, with her leg severely injured. Knowing how dangerous the situation was for her, rescuers leapt into action. A specialist vet was contacted to sedate Nelly so that they could free her. It was a huge relief when she was released. It's amazing what we can achieve when we all work together. Without your generosity, horses like Benny, Bruno, Bracken, Star and Nelly wouldn't have had our expert team looking out for them. On page 9, we have an update of Robin and Daisy, who you may remember as a picture of Robin and Daisy in the field that we rescued them from. Daisy is a beautiful skewbald cob mare at 14 hands tall with a long flowing mane, and Robin, a bay moorland, he's 13.1 hands tall. We're so grateful to everyone who donated. Robin and Daisy were suffering in deep mud. They couldn't get dry, and they couldn't move from the small raised mound that they were huddled together on. We immediately took action and brought them to our peaceful sanctuary. As we head now into the warmer months, Robin is receiving extra care to help him manage his sweet itch. Sweet itch is a chronic condition that means that Robin is allergic to midge bites and gets extremely itchy. Luckily, our staff keep him comfortable with rugs to stop the midges reaching his skin, and creams as well to soothe any itching. Daisy's groom Faith is progressing with training, and Daisy continues to make great improvement. The whole team are very proud of her progress. But it's thanks to your support that Robin and Daisy have such bright futures ahead of them. On page 10 of Honeysuckle, Positive Training for Pixie. There's a little picture of Pixie, who's a beautiful grey mare, a Bodmin Hill pony at 12 hands tall, just as she arrived at the sanctuary. And also another picture where she's looking a good deal better and healthier and happier as well. She's resting her head against her groom, and it's a lovely picture of them in the field together. When we rescued Pixie in 2017 from Bodmin Moor, she was unhandled and very nervous. Rescued ponies will always have a place at our sanctuary, but our aim is to rehome them with their perfect family when possible. To do this, most of our ponies need to travel in a trailer or lorry. That's something which can be very frightening. For Pixie, loading into a lorry caused her anxiety. She displayed signs of stress and wasn't even able to take one step onto the ramp. If Pixie wasn't able to overcome her fear, it would make finding a home for her very challenging. Luckily, our equine behaviour team and Pixie's handler, Una, came up with a plan to help build Pixie's confidence and make loading and travelling a calm and positive experience. Una used positive reinforcement. Every time Pixie took a step onto the ramp, she received a reward, usually a treat or scratches in her favourite spots. Eventually, Una would take Pixie onto the ramp, into the lorry, and shut the door. This was incredible progress. "I think the key was working slowly," explained Una. "Pixie was never rushed, and we only moved on to the next stage when she was ready, and I can see that she was totally relaxed. She's such a sweet mare and really willing to learn. I'm so pleased that her progress will help her to find a family one day." The approach was a resounding success, and Pixie recently went on to her first short drive around the yard. On page 12, we have Zara's rehoming update. Zara is a gorgeous Bay Welsh Cross Arab, stunning horse at 14.2 hands tall, so just a horse. She has a white stripe running the length of her nose, and she's 13 years old. Some of our supporters may remember Zara, who came to us in an awful condition back in 2012. Before she arrived, she'd been starved. The malnutrition that she experienced during her young life meant that the cartilage around her body didn't develop in the way that it should. This caused Zara lifelong deformities, meaning she needs extra care and monitoring to ensure that she stays comfortable. Zara's carer, Leslie, rehomed her just after the pandemic, when we were able to start rehoming again. Leslie provides her with the best possible care, and Zara has become one of the family. Leslie said, "Zara is so at home here. It feels as if she's always been with us. She's really blossomed, and you can see in her face how relaxed she feels." When we saw the competition to win pictures from photographer Fiona Crawford, I leapt at the chance. I wanted to capture Zara, and it was a perfect opportunity to support the Mare and Foal Sanctuary further. I have three of the pictures on my bedroom wall. We couldn't have asked for a better home for Zara. Thank you to Leslie for looking after her so well. And these stunning pictures of Fiona's are in the newsletter. A wonderful supporter and photographer, Fiona Crawford, recognises how special our sanctuary at home carers are. And she wanted to do something to say thank you. So Fiona very kindly offered our carers a discounted photo shoot with their horse. And she managed to raise £540 for the sanctuary, creating special memories that will last a lifetime. We're so pleased to be able to share the photos and stories with you in this newsletter. We've moved on now to page 14 and to the story of Fudge and Bambola. None of the work that we do would be possible without our sanctuary at home carers. Not only do they provide homes for rescue ponies, but in doing so they also free up space at our sanctuary so that we can take in more horses in need of urgent care. When Galina let us know that she could provide a home for two of our rescue ponies, our team couldn't have been happier. Galina told us, "The ponies gave me motivation and a reason to be up bright and early. I also take comfort in the knowledge that if anything happened to me, or if I was no longer able to care for them, that they would have a lovely place to go to. Knowing that support is in place and a phone call away if needed is also peace of mind." Fudge has recently been diagnosed with Cushing's, and the financial support from the Prime Pastures scheme is greatly appreciated. If I had more space and time, I'd definitely have more. Galina also had a photo shoot with Fiona Crawford. I was over the moon, she says, to get the email informing me that my ponies had been selected for the photo shoot. Fiona put myself and the ponies at ease and embraced their characters. I positively hate having my picture taken, but somehow found myself willingly having a picture with Fudge to show the bond that we have. I think it was such a lovely thing for Fiona to do, to raise money for such a wonderful charity. And we've got some of those pictures here. Beautiful picture of Bambola, who is 8.3 hands tall, a chestnut American miniature filly, 6 years old, very gorgeous. And also this beautiful picture of Galena and Fudge. Now, Fudge is 24 years old. She's 12 hands tall. She's a dun Dartmoor Hill pony, so a sort of sludgy grey colour, but very beautiful. Crumpet's story is featured on page 16 of the newsletter, because here at the Sanctuary we all love a good success story, and this one really feels like a fairy tale. One of our Sanctuary at Home carers, Eleanor, rehomed Moorland pony Crumpet shortly after he arrived at the Sanctuary in 2018. He's a companion to Eleanor's horse Charlie, but has also proven himself to be a strong companion to all the family, especially the little ones. We were delighted to receive the special news that Eleanor and her now husband Luke got married last year, and as if that wasn't exciting enough, Crumpet and Charlie made a special appearance at the wedding. Eleanor told us that the ponies were waiting outside the church, looking sparklingly clean with smiles on their faces. She says it was such a joy to have them there. Crumpet didn't recognise me out of my scruffy clothes and was quite unsure about my dress, but once he knew it was me, he was very happy. We would like to say congratulations to Eleanor and Luke, and a big thank you for giving Crumpet the loving home that he deserves. Our horses, ponies and foals have a safe sanctuary for life, be it at one of our sites or with one of our Sanctuary at Home carers. Our rehoming carers make it possible for the Sanctuary to take on more equines in need, and they give love and care to horses and ponies who are ready to settle into new homes. I must say there's a stunning picture on page 16 of Eleanor and Crumpet at the wedding. Eleanor looking just beautiful in her wedding dress. What can I tell you about Crumpet? He's 11.3 hands high. He's a skewbald moorland, so brown and white patches. He's desperately trying to eat Eleanor's beautiful wedding bouquet in this picture. On the next page, we have Emma's story. We aim to try to create an experience of sanctuary for people as well as for rescued horses and ponies at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary through our equine assisted services. Now, Emma was one of the participants of a This Girl Can Exercise with Equines scheme funded by Sport England and run by us here at the Sanctuary. Emma told us her story. She says, when I was made aware of exercise with equines, I knew it was just the kind of opportunity I've been looking for. Since the start of the pandemic, I've been working from home, and a lot of my social interactions had moved online. When the programme began, we started getting used to being around horses again and meeting the other women on the course. Each week we learned a new skill. We got involved with grooming the horses, with stable management, walking the horses for their exercise, and we also learned how to long rein. The impact of the sessions was remarkable. The horses helped me to feel present and brought me a sense of peace. The education team were so patient and knowledgeable, I found I formed a bond with staff as well as our equine partners. When the programme ended, I was keen to support the Sanctuary, so I made the decision to become a volunteer. Being a volunteer here, you really do feel like a part of the team. It's great to hear about the ways in which the Sanctuary is making horses' lives better. I have so much admiration for the equine team, and I'm proud to be a volunteer. Their love for the horses shines through in everything they do. And there's a lovely picture here of Emma with Ember, who's a bay Dartmoor Hill pony, 11 years old, only 10.3 hands, but a really crucial member of the equine assisted services team. The next page tells us a little bit more about some sanctuary news you may be interested in. And this is entitled Making Tracks. Here at the Meran Falls Sanctuary, we keep up to date with the latest developments in equine science to make sure that our horses and ponies do receive the best possible care. For some of our ponies, this means limiting their grass intake to reduce the risk of a painful condition known as laminitis. We want our horses to live outdoors and as naturally as possible, so our team designed a track system for our Upcott site. Studies have shown that horses on a track move around more than those in a regular field. The horses eat away the grass quickly and are then fed hay scattered around the track. This encourages them to move in a more natural way, as they would in the wild. The area in the centre of the field will be allowed to grow long. This will create a haven for nature, such as wildflowers, pollinators and deer, who also call the sanctuary home. We look forward to updating you in our next newsletter. We wanted to tell you more about improvements to our moorland rescue facility in Yelverton. Our maintenance team has been working very hard on renovations there. New concrete has been laid outside the hay barn. In the past, we weren't able to use the area because it was muddy and uneven, but now it can be used for easier access to our tack room and stables. The team has also put cladding up to close off the hay barn at the site, with a door for access to give it better protection from the elements. These renovations help our hard-working staff to provide the best possible care for our rescued horses and ponies. We're so grateful to the Heather Maynorth Trust for helping us to fund this work. In October, 9 students from South Devon College visited our honeysuckle and beech tree sanctuaries to learn about biosecurity for their foundation degree in animal sciences. Along with a tour, staff discussed and demonstrated to the students how our practices and procedures at the sanctuary contribute to robust biosecurity, zoonosis prevention and minimal disease transmission. The students had a chance to see ascarids, that's worms, up close, and even took part in a practical demonstration of how we conduct our worm egg count. There's a very startling picture on page 21 of this edition of the Honeysuckle newsletter. It is of Pringle, who's been painted with the words horses inside out. And the paint really shows in a very colourful way all of Pringle's ribs and inner muscles, really. The title of this story, Learning Together with Horses Inside Out. Last autumn, we hosted Gillian Higgins' Horses Inside Out lecture demonstration at our Coombe Park Equestrian and Education Centre. Now, this demonstration featured a unique learning experience where the bones and muscles of the horse were carefully painted onto the coats of our rescue ponies, Pringle and Tammy, using animal-safe paint. Pringle and Tammy then completed a range of tasks to show how their bones and muscles interact to create movement. The event was a huge success, with 86 supporters attending, ranging from vets and farriers to riders and horse owners. And I can tell you that we are hoping to welcome Gillian Higgins back to the Meran Falls Sanctuary for another demonstration. We will keep you updated on when that's going to happen. This section of the newsletter looks at supporter stories, and we have now been able to purchase a horse mannequin to help train our staff and others to rescue horses from complex or dangerous situations. And that's thanks to everyone who donated to our recent crowdfunder campaign. The horse will be named Max after a generous gift from Leslie Willen in memory of her friend Jeff Ward. Leslie said, as an animal lover, Jeff donated to the Meran Falls Sanctuary to help support the ponies in the southwest. The idea that the sanctuary was always there for horses and ponies in need really struck a chord with Jeff. I wanted to help with purchasing a horse mannequin, as this was something that would have a direct impact on the welfare of horses that Jeff cared so much about. And we've got two pictures of Max here. He's a life-sized horse, bay in colour, with white socks at the front, and hopefully he'll be getting out and meeting more of our supporters in months to come. There's a story here about the Newton Abbott WI visit to Honeysuckle. This happened in September when we had eight members of the Newton Abbott Women's Institute visit our Honeysuckle sanctuary for a cream tea and a tour following a generous donation. After a tour of our facilities and a presentation highlighting the vital work that we undertake, the group had the opportunity to enjoy cream teas and engage in a question and answer session with the team. It was a wonderful opportunity to showcase our work and the incredible animals that we care for. Having recently celebrated the two-year anniversary of our lottery, we thought that this was the perfect opportunity to look back over some of the particularly exciting highlights from the lottery last year. Everyone who took part and played for ponies in 2023 collectively raised more than £28,000 to help give lifelong loving care and support to rescued horses and ponies. The lottery had more than 800 players and hundreds of prizes were won. We had five lucky winners of the £1,000 prize and we were excited to announce that one of our players had won the £25,000 jackpot. We'd like to say a big thank you to all of our lottery players in 2023 and thank you for continuing to support us in 2024. Each £1 entry not only gave our players the chance to win a cash prize, but it also helped us rescue foals, ponies and horses in urgent need and provide them with expert care and compassion. To find out more about this fun way to help give horses and ponies a brighter future, please visit play.mareandfoal.org. We can also announce that the Mare and Foal Sanctuary is offering a free will writing service. We're delighted to have partnered with Make a Will Online to be able to offer this service. And as we receive no central funding, we do rely on amazing people like you to support our work, offering horses and ponies the lifelong, life-changing care and support that they really need. Gifts in wills account for more than 50% of our income each year, and we're so grateful to every person who chooses to remember us. Every penny genuinely makes a difference, and offering this free will writing service is our way of making the process easier and saying thank you for continuing to support the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. Please visit the Leave a Legacy page on our website or request our guide to leaving a gift in your will for more details. Well, we've reached the end of this newsletter. We really love telling you about our work here at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. So thank you for listening to our stories in the spring edition of Honeysuckle. Amazingly, we have got this far without even mentioning our very famous miniature Shetland, Sir Didymus. But I can assure you, because I saw him very recently, he's well, he's enjoying a very pampered life at Coombe Park, and hopefully you'll come and visit him and us very soon. We'll bring you, of course, more stories in the summer edition of Honeysuckle, so see you then.